Thanks everyone else who read, and welcome to those that have joined us since we started. A particular welcome to any newcomers and visitors to the meeting this evening. We hope you hear something that encourages you to keep coming back. Okay, so yeah, we have a speaker tonight, and it gives me real pleasure to introduce our speaker. Our journeys first kind of crossed paths, if you like, probably 9 or 10 years ago now. This person through a recovery forum that I stumbled upon when I was kind of desperate and pretty isolated. I needed some support, and Christopher was one of the people that was part of that group. And they saved my ass in ways that I can't really ever sort of find the words to express my gratitude for, really, but I was incredibly grateful to that group of people. And we've kind of known each other for a few years, one way or another, and we've had the odd conversation, and I respect this man's recovery enormously. So I'm going to ask if Krista was to share with us for 40 or 45 minutes with honest experience, strength, and hope. So, Christopher, please share with us.
Sure. I am an addict, and my name's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
So, this is my first time in this group. Narcotics Anonymous saved my life, and I've stayed clean since December 28th, 1983. So this coming December, I'm going to have 36 years clean from everything. I'm really happy there's people from South Africa on this in this meeting. I had the tip of my finger cut off in Pretoria from shooting Welkinol. Most people don't know what Welkinol, but you do if you're in South Africa. So as I said, NA saved my life. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yes.
Clear. Absolutely fine, Chris. Thank you.
Thank God for MacBook Pros. Apple computer. My first NA meeting was in a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane in Towson, Maryland. I ended up there after about 5 hospitalizations, and there was an NA meeting there called the Honesty, Open-Mindedness, and Willingness Group of Narcotics Anonymous. And it was very scary because learning about NA, that it was a program of complete abstinence, for someone like me, I couldn't imagine not using something. Sure, there were certain different drugs that I would like to give up, but I couldn't imagine having to give up everything. But anyway, I was in that hospital, and I was there for 60 days, and they took us to meetings every night. And from the group of people that were in there, I'm the only one that's alive and clean. Then I went, and I managed to stay clean. And I went to the World Convention in New York City, and it was just amazing. I had put Zimbabwe on my name badge as to where I was from, and Jimmy Kay came up to me and was asking me about NA in Zimbabwe, and there was no NA in Zimbabwe. I was in Washington, D.C. But energy from that convention let me know that I could be of service, that I was a member, that there was hope for me. And to make a long story short, when I had 6 months, I shot some drugs, and my clean date now is December 28th, 1983. So I'd already been involved with NA. I was already a servant of a group. I gave out key tags, and I suddenly realized what the first step meant, because here I was I got high, I got loaded, and I couldn't stop, even though I knew there was another way. Fortunately for me, I was, had a good sponsor, and I was in the middle of the program, and it took me a while to get honest, but I got honest at the second annual Virginia Convention of NA, and I haven't looked back ever since. So I made NA the most important thing in my life, ahead of everything, because without staying clean, I would be dead, I'd be locked up, I'd be in a institution for crazy people, and I can honestly say I probably went to NA every day for my first 10 years. And I got involved, I started some groups, and before you know it, my whole life changed. I got a degree in photography, and I started working in a mental health clinic. And I went to lots of NA conventions, and I got involved in service. And as I said, I made NA the most important thing, which was, showing up every day, being a part of a group, helping other people, asking for help. And before you know it, I lost the desire to get high. For somebody like me, who, I just loved drugs, every drug. And now I can go anywhere, do anything, and I've lost the desire to use. And that's because of NA. I couldn't hold a job. I couldn't do anything. But, being clean, going to meetings, my first job was in a health food store, and then I got a job as a photographer's assistant, and then I got a job in a mental health clinic. And the job in the mental health clinic, I got through a friend in NA who was someone who, he was like an accountant for a big company, and he ended up on a park bench in New York City homeless. And so he was working in this mental health clinic, and he asked me to come along, and he was very dedicated to NA, and it was a lifesaver, someone to have confidence in me, and who was also in NA, and he may have had 7 years or 10 more years clean than I had, yet he was humble, and he was equal, he was anonymous, he would take newcomers to conventions, he would help panhandle to get them a room. Anyway, he showed me a lot of value of, don't take anything, go to a meeting, and change your entire life. So, we live and learn from our mistakes, but as I can say, I was unemployable, and then I was able to hold a job. I had that job for about 7 years, and then I lost the job because the psychologist, psychiatrist died, and then I got a master's degree in social work, and I've been as a social work supervisor in the child abuse and the neglect system of Washington, D.C. for the last 22 years. Now, here I am. I think I want to be a New York fashion photographer, and I end up as a social worker in the child abuse and neglect system. You never know what God's plan is for you. For someone like me, it's just a humbling experience. That's where my path led me. Then around, you know, I'm 62 years old now, and when I was about 48, I stopped being a playboy and I got married. And now I have two beautiful, thriving boys, 8 and a half and 10 years old. So I've been married about 11 years. It's just, you know, for someone like me, a total, you know, lustful, thief, dishonest kind of person, that through NA I've become like very not conservative, I'm liberal in politics, but someone who cares about people, someone whose value system is the most important thing is staying clean and having a family, you know, spending time with my boys, you know, giving them a wonderful life. My past, you know, before NA, I was a son of a diplomat. So I lived all over the world. Greece, Jordan, Mali, Zimbabwe, Cambodia, Mauritius. And I never fit in anywhere. You know, I'm American, but when you're overseas, you are like a third world child. You don't really have a country. So I never really fit in anywhere. You know, I went to 9 high schools and, you know, started getting high at a very young age and then having the kind of life where you think you can get away with anything and do anything. To the point of total despair where I didn't want to live anymore. And as I said, I ended up in jails and psychiatric hospitals, and then there was NA. And when I found NA, it was like, here are people who are just like me, that I did fit in. There were people that encouraged me that, yes, I too could get clean and have a happy, joyous life. Today, I really have no complaints about anything because of how my life is and the program I have of NA, which is, you know, the spiritual principles that help us, you know, we're honest, we're open-minded, we're accepting, we're patient, we're tolerant, we're unconditional, we're loving, we're caring, we're the important thing in life is actually helping other people and being grateful for simple things in life. Now, it's, you know, my life is beyond my wildest dreams now, that here I am, I have a job, I get to travel, I have wonderful kids, and I have a home group. And I have people in NA that care about me, that accept me, that, you know, I trust people. I help people. And if you only knew how terrible my life was, you wouldn't be able to imagine how my life is today. And that's, you know, what I get to see in other people in NA. I see, you know, how terrible they were, and then I get to watch the miracle from these people whose lives are changed by coming to meetings and not taking anything and participating in the group. I'm just a very grateful member of NA, and you know, it's because of NA that I have this life. It's because of NA that allowed me to get clean, that I had a safe place to go, to share and be vulnerable. What can I say? It's just been a miraculous journey for someone like me who, as I said, was a dishonest person and somebody who did everything and anything to get high. And when I gave up that, I traded it for NA. And, you know, in NA, I was able to start laughing and not taking myself so serious, and really to have a just for today kind of program, you know, a simple program of what's important in life, staying clean, being happy. My son just brought me some cookies that he baked. That's, you know, that's an amazing gift. And you know, it's NA is free. NA is for anybody who wants this way of life. And you know, it's how I stay clean is I made NA the most important thing. And now I have a busy life with my two boys and my job, but I've still look forward to my home group tonight. I'm hoping that we're going to start another group where we use the original gray book. You know, that's anybody who reads that book, you see the sparkle, you see how they connect with NA from that original addict speaking for addicts. You know, we've had a few gray books in the meetings in the past, but I'm really looking forward to the group tonight. One of my sponsees is coming from out of town. The sad news is his father's in the hospital, and that's why he's in town. But it's just a blessing that you have these friends in NA who are just like, you know, my real family. NA is my real family. Not that my other family was bad, but NA is my real family, and it's just where you can just let it all hang out. You can be yourself, and you're accepted for who you are, regardless of what your past was, regardless of your current character defects, that you're unconditional. It's just an amazing program where anybody like me can start to live and have a new life. And you know, it's a simple life. It's a wonderful life. And as I said, I've lost the desire to take drugs. Not that I'm against drugs, but that I know the result of what would happen if I were to take any drug. I would soon be dead. Or I'd commit some crime that I would get incarcerated for many, many years. But the only thing I can share for someone new is the most important thing you could do is show up at a meeting. That's the only reason why I'm clean today, is from my own decision to show up at meetings every day. And just to hang out. And before you know it, your life changes. Now, somehow along the way, I incorporated the steps of my life. And, you know, 35 years clean, I can say that I work steps 10, 11, and 12. You know, that's keeps me in the present. It keeps me grateful. It allows me to change, and allows me to stay in today. And my highlight of today is going to be coming to my NA group tonight. Sharing on this podcast, I haven't really shared much. I'm usually just quiet in the group. I usually just listen. And no matter who's sharing in the meeting, I usually can connect with what they're going through. And I think back that thank God that I don't have to do that, or you know, thank God I got through this. You know, the answer is surrender. You know, the answer is to just let things go. The answer is, you know, it's going to be okay, no matter what. So my experience in NA is that I found a fellowship where I belong. I found a fellowship that has loved me. And I found a place that, you know, every meeting I go to, I feel better afterwards. Somehow it slows me down. Somehow it lets me reflect on where I came from and also where I need to go. I'm fortunate that the meetings I go to are, you know, they're focused on the NA principles of, you know, in the group I go to tonight, we read from the book, the NA basic text, and, you know, we read a couple paragraphs, and then, you know, someone starts sharing something, and it just goes. No matter what we read, it's always a good group, because people come there, they feel safe, and they share their struggles, and there's just so much hope in the room. We have people celebrating all the time, years of recovery, and it's a nice social event. So somehow I lost the desire to use, and it was because of coming to NA, and I haven't looked back. So I'm not a long talker. Is the time that I can just open up the meeting for other people to share?